This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The first phase of assembly elections will be held in West Bengal today. The polling, which will begin at 7 a.m., will continue till 6 p.m. A total of 152 constituencies spread over 16 districts will go to polls in this phase. These districts include Darjeeling, Kalimpong, Jalpaiguri, Alipurduar, Cooch Behar, Uttar and Dakshin Dinajpur, Malda, Murshidabad, Birbhum, Pashchim Bardhaman, Purulia, Bankura, Jhargram, Pashchim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur. There are 1,478 candidates in the fray. More than 44,000 polling booths have been set up across 152 constituencies. Out of these, 7,384 booths have been flagged as super sensitive or critical. About 3.6 crore voters are expected to exercise their franchise in this phase. Election Commission has deployed 2,407 Central Armed Police Forces companies with over 2.4 lakh personnel to ensure free and fair polling. Quick reaction teams have been positioned around polling stations. The Election Commission has also introduced a dedicated toll-free number 1-800-345-0008 and an email ID wbfreeandfairpolls@gmail.com for complaints. The poll body has expanded voter facilitation with braille-enabled EVMs, ramps, priority queues and intensified observer deployment. The Election Commission has issued show cause notice to Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for violating the provisions of Model Code of Conduct for the use of derogatory remarks against PM Modi. Mr. Kharge had made these remarks during a press conference in Chennai. The poll body has asked Mr. Kharge to explain his stand within 24 hours. The notice was issued by the Commission after it received complaints from senior BJP leader and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju and other office bearers of the party in this regard. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh visited TKMS submarine building facility in Kiel, Germany yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that he was accompanied by the German Defence Minister Boris Pistorius. The minister added that the visit showcased cutting-edge technologies and advanced naval capabilities, which will be mutually beneficial for cooperation in maritime domain. In Uttarakhand, the portals of Badrinath Dham, located in Chamoli district, will open for devotees at 6:15 a.m. today. The district administration has made elaborate arrangements to ensure a safe pilgrimage for the devotees. The portals of Kedarnath Dham were opened for devotees yesterday, while the pilgrimage to Gangotri and Yamunotri Dhams is proceeding smoothly. Vehicles without a valid pollution under control certificate will not get fuel such as petrol, diesel, CNG or LPG at fuel stations in Delhi. The Delhi government has taken this decision to ensure effective control over vehicular pollution in the national capital. As per the new directive, fuel will be supplied strictly and exclusively to vehicles holding a valid PUC certificate. The government has notified Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Rules 2026 yesterday, which will come into force from the 1st of next month. The objective of the rules is to regulate online gaming and protect citizens, safeguard the financial system, enable coordinated enforcement and uphold user rights. The aim of the rules is to provide a clear, transparent and time-bound mechanism to determine whether an online game is an online money game or a permissible online social game or e-sport. Tathagata, holy sacred relics of Lord Buddha, are said to travel to the Union Territory of Ladakh. This marks the first time these holy remains will leave its permanent place for an exhibition within the country. The announcement was made during a press conference in New Delhi, attended by the Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat and Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena. The exhibition is scheduled to last for 15 days, starting on the 1st of next month. The relics will be transported through a special aircraft with Z-category security to ensure their safety. And that is the end of this news bulletin.